Skagway officials vote to seek outside help for port planning, and Mud Bay residents ponder suggestions about a parking issue. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Skagway officials have decided it's time to get outside help in setting a course for the town's port. The Borough Assembly last week voted to put out a request for proposals for a port consultant. The Assembly will also meet behind closed doors this week to discuss strategies regarding White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, which currently controls much of the waterfront. As Assemblymember Spencer Morgan put it, the borough's progress towards renovating its port has been stagnant. He said the stalemate threatens Skagway's place in the cruise ship tourism market.
I mean, we have to evolve, you know, or we will be left behind.
Since a public vote last fall shot down a lease extension between the municipality and White Pass, officials have had many discussions about what to do next, with minimal results.
Having somebody from the outside that has no skin in the game whatsoever, no history, and that can just come in and look at it with a new set of eyes, I think would be a welcome approach.
Tim Borsey is the chair of the Port Commission, which recommends hiring a port consultant. Since the lease was rejected by voters 10 months ago, crucial goals like cleaning up contamination in the port and building a floating dock to accommodate larger cruise ships have stalled. The consultant would work with port stakeholders to draw up recommendations for achieving the short-term and long-term goals of the Port of Skagway. But Assemblywoman Angela Greaser asked why the borough would hire a consultant now when they still haven't worked out a solution with White Pass. Here's Greaser with Mayor Mark Schaefer and Assemblyman Tim Cochran responding.
I think we need to spend our energy on re-engaging with White Pass and getting this solved.
I agree.
Not finding a planner and waiting to see what he says and paying him money and for a bunch of speculative stuff that nobody knows.
Because it's our greatest asset. I think we need to look long-term on it.
To re-engage.
I agree.
And we need to do it all together. We need to be hooking up with White Pass. We need to talk to Ada. We need to have a bunch of irons in the fire.
The Assembly will continue with another iron in the fire this Wednesday. They will meet in executive session to talk with Borough Attorney Bob Blasco about, quote, potential strategies related to White Pass. In the meantime, the borough will put out an RFP for a port consultant. The Assembly approved that decision 5-1, with Greaser opposed. Port development wasn't the only major project on Thursday's agenda. The Assembly also talked about the $1.5 million water well and tank projects on the horizon. Manager Scott Hahn asked for direction about how to pay off low-interest loans that will fund the project. Hahn said current water rates are not going to cut it. Relying on user fees to make payments would mean a 20% rate increase. But there's an alternative, cruise ship head tax money.
For a town of 1,000 people, we have everything we need for 1,000 people and keeping them going. But when the cruise ships show up, the tank level drops from full to below 40%. I mean, it gets really dangerously low, and that's with full pumping capacity going on.
Hahn said using cruise passenger funds may be a viable route since the demand for the new water infrastructure comes completely from the ships. The Assembly voted 5-1 to use passenger taxes to pay for the project. Steve Burnham Jr. was opposed. Finally, the Assembly considered a proposed senior center and housing facility project. It's estimated to cost about $6 million. The Assembly gave the go-ahead for the Skagway Development Corporation to apply for 3 grants that would partially fund the facility. But the Assembly decided to hold off on soliciting engineering bids. Here's Morgan.
I'm a little hesitant to go forward with any engineering on it until we have a really good idea where we're going to pay for this.
The matter of how to fund the senior center will go to the Finance Committee. More than a dozen Mud Bay residents gathered Friday evening to hear from the Alaska Department of Transportation about possible solutions to an ongoing parking problem. Residents who live across the bay have been parking along the side of the state-owned road for decades. But now, DOT says, it's become a safety issue, and residents need to find an alternative. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
We just need to enforce, basically, keeping the right-of-way clear.
Joanne Schmidt is the right-of-way agent with DOT in Juneau. She was in Haines last week to scope out the situation and address concerns from Mud Bay residents. Her message was pretty clear. The cars have to get off the roadway. It's not negotiable, she said.
This really is a significant highway safety issue with regard to a lot of cars frequently being on the road, on both sides of the road, the traveled lane not being passable by vehicles.
Schmidt told the group that DOT doesn't, quote, have a lot of skin in the game, but the agency is willing to help where they can. One suggestion was building a parking pad for residents, with the department donating the fill material. There are a few ways that can happen on a couple of different chunks of land. The borough can apply to take over that section of land from DOT, or residents can form a homeowners association and request to collectively buy or lease from DOT and the Department of Natural Resources to build a pad. In that case, the parking lot would be privately owned by the residents. Here's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan.
I think there's some real options that maybe don't cost you a lot of money. The big thing is the permit from DNR and how long that might take. It might take a while, but if we're moving forward, maybe all of this kind of posturing goes away for a little bit if you're all working towards a solution.
None of the long-term suggestions brought forward are quick fixes. Some residents brought up other ideas, like widening the road or even just putting up reduced speed limit signs. Eric Holly has lived out there for the better part of three decades. He said he doesn't see what the problem is.
I really don't think there's an issue. Maybe there's an issue between property owners who think they own it right away, or maybe they do have the right to keep people off there. I don't know. But I'm curious why this is seen as a safety issue.
Schmidt responded.
I've had reports from our maintenance staff who live here, and they have indicated to me that it is unsafe to have the cars parked on the side of the road. Several citizens have mentioned that to me as well. So I can only go on what people tell me, and certainly your comments are just as valid.
The state right-of-way stretches 50 feet on either side of the center line. Parking in that right-of-way is tolerated for short stints, but not long-term. Schmidt says, at the very least, DOT requires a buffer of 12 to 20 feet on the side of the road to be free of vehicles and other obstructions in case an errant vehicle drifts off the road. She said that's enough room that a car could possibly recover and get back onto the road, avoiding a serious accident.
I am required by federal law to enforce certain codes and regs, and one is no parking in the right-of-way.
After more back and forth, the idea of a homeowners association gained a little momentum. Schmidt said she absolutely believes there's a solution that can work for everyone, but it's going to mean, quote, thinking big.
There are a lot of you that live out there, and you've invested a lot of time and money into your homes, and you might as well ask for what you really need, and you might as well engage in some planning for the future, because I imagine most of you want to be out there 5, 10, 20 years from now.
The Mud Bay group said they'll have a potluck to brainstorm more ideas and meet again in a couple of weeks. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Should Haines continue to dedicate 1% of its sales tax to tourism and economic development? At a meeting Tuesday, the Haynesboro Assembly will discuss whether to send that question to voters. The Assembly could decide to place the question on the ballot this year or next, or they could encourage a citizen initiative. The matter was initially brought forward by commercial fisherman J.R. Churchill, who thinks it's time for the public to weigh in on the tax that has been in place for decades. Thursday's agenda also includes a public hearing on a resolution to allow Chilkat Valley Preschool to lease an addition of the Senior Center building. The addition would be about 1,400 square feet on the playground side of the center. The Assembly will also consider a three-year collective bargaining agreement between the borough and its employees' union. If approved, it would cost the borough an additional $97,000 in employee pay in the first year of the contract. The next 2 years would cost an additional $20,000 each. The meeting is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.